96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
There it is.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
See it more clear because I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, no, I'm talking about get it, yeah.
Rocking with you, so what you gonna... The Monday, September 5th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good enjoyable weekend and enjoying the last few days of summer. And officially back to the school run. We get to safely say, yeah, we're back to school. So, you know, let's kick back, enjoy your school run, your work run. You can try and make it nothing but fun as you commute home. And you know what? You're going to have a great conversation. Special guest today, FNM Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands. We're going to jump into the conversation with him in short order because I know he has time constraints, so I want to get right in to our conversation with him. But like I said, I'd like to make sure you have your head in a good place as we have a great conversation. All right? So got to hit you with the brain teaser, okay? And today we are playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. That's right. Okay? So here's the deal. You know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. And, of course, cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here's your question for today. It's a pretty good one, too. Okay. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian college students, 50 boys, 50 girls. All right. The survey revealed that 32% said their last relationship ended because of this. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. I see the phone lines blowing up already. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on there, Gardner?
Hey, Naughty, come on, man. What's this now? Are you always debating right on being some educated people, right? I mean, highly educated people, right?
You do your thing. I hear you on the air, on the talk shows. I hear you in the chat group. So what's going on?
Right. So what's this? Many of these people, right? They've been educated by the government all their life, right? And they the far right, they so far right capitalist, man. Come on, what's going on with them? Like, they don't want the government to do nothing for nobody. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
But you
what's
are...
the thing with us?
In all branches and parts of society, though, Gardner, you're going to find people that, you know, don't share the same train of thought that you or I do or others do. And they're in time, listen,
you know, but
Gardner,
fooled by the government all your life.
Whether we agree with their stance or not, they're entitled to that opinion. That's just how some people see. You know what I mean? Some people, that's why it's called them sheeple. Sometimes they get herded into seeing it a certain way, and that's it. And they don't want to, you know, step outside the box and be objective and see things a little bit differently from multiple angles.
And they disrespect people who have a different view from them.
Right. Now, that I don't condone. If we agree to disagree, man, that don't mean you and I got to get disrespectful.
So Naughty, the government paid for 2 years of my school and 2 years, maybe 3, I'm telling you. And my father paid for the because many of my siblings, most of my siblings, and I ain't no bleeding heart capitalist. I get love for the poor people. Why they can't be the same anyway? But
Gordon, we got a long show today. I appreciate you starting it on a Monday all fired up, and we'll get to it. I'm sure we'll get back to this at some point. But like I said, I appreciate your contributions. I appreciate the research you do. So don't anybody dissuade you or try to put you in a box. You are who you are, man, and continue to be a non-bootlicker. All right, like I told you today, a little something different here on the show. Normally we'll do the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threats, and The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. Both of them coming your way, but I'm going to put them together today because I have with me F&M Chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands. I know he's joining me via Zoom today. So do we have him, Crummy? We ready to go?
I'm here.
Dr. Sands, how are you, man? Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Hopefully you had a good weekend. How goes it? How's everything?
Quite well, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. So last time we talked, you just become chairman and you had a lot of things to do. Where are we since our last conversation?
6 months in and it's better and getting better.
So I'm hearing. Now,
don't listen to the noise in the marketplace. Just pay attention to the price of the fish, okay?
Well, I must say that as of late, over the last 6 or 8 weeks, we've been seeing a different position of the leader of the F&M, Mr. Michael Pinto. A lot more visible, a lot more out front, now making more traction on the ground. So 6 months in, where were we as far as now, you know, with the leader of the F&M? Where's the F&M with the position of the leader?
So we recognized that coming out of a horrendous cut behind in September of 2021, that the message that we would have campaigned on in 2021 didn't resonate with the public, that there was some hurt feelings that we had to acknowledge, or as I like to call it, claim, okay? And we had to set about going from constituency to constituency, reaching out to persons who, for whatever reason, had challenges with the Free National Movement and its manifestation. Now, one of the things that is very, very important in politics is you got to be true to yourself. Michael Pintard is Michael Pintard. He is not anybody else. And so his background comes from an activist position, you know, and when he was at what was then the College of the Bahamas, he spent time protesting and getting arrested for things that he believed in. And so one of the things that you will see, particularly in the Stop the Violence campaign, is him being as apolitical but active in the streets and the communities in Bainetown and St. Barnabas and in other parts of the community. And I think that level of sincerity gets people to touch and feel and to understand who he is. We acknowledge that, you know, in politics, particularly F&M politics, that like with, you remember the movie, was that Orlando Bloom and Drumline?
You okay.
Know, one band, one sound. And, you know, there's one leader, one leader.
I think that's what some of the general, the majority of the general public want to actually hear coming from the F&M, who's the actual leader. And I think over the last few weeks we've seen that positioning by Mr. Pintard. But prior to that, like I said, there were a lot of barrels making noise. I think the voting populace who may be ready to get re-engaged in politics, because as we know, only 62%, you know, of registered voters came out last go round. There is a void. I think people are now getting interested in getting back and feeling like, okay, maybe I need to re-engage.
Well, part of this has to do with buyer's remorse. We're 1 year into the New Day government. A lot of low-hanging fruit been picked. But the big issues that people worry about, you know, they say they haven't done anything about it. When they talk about crime, inflation, the difficulty that ordinary Bahamians have with living, national insurance. Like, if we could go on and on and on and ask, you know, at what point are you going to make some tough decisions? At what point are you going to actually govern? The public relations time is over. Y'all won the election, okay? And then, you know, all of the missteps, the, you know, who's speaking? This one saying one thing, the next one saying the other. And Bahamians are like, come on, man. Y'all having a party or y'all running the country?
Well, you know, speaking of buyer's remorse, I mean, I talk regularly and extensively with Abaco on the show and weekly with Freeport. Where are they at on the agenda for the FNM right now? Because there are a lot of disenfranchised folks still, you know, disgruntled from the previous administration, and now they feel that, hey, we're getting it even worse from this present administration. Where do we go from here? Is the FNM prepared to fill the void and make up for where they dropped the ball prior?
So, you know, in the Bahamas, we say, talk is cheap, money by line, eh? And so the promises are Lucaya still not sold. The airport, or the plans for the airport in Grand Bahama, still not completed. And, you know, the promises keep coming. The promises keep coming. Abaco, similarly, you know, you listen to the chairman of the Disaster Reconstruction Authority talk, but he ain't got no records for the temporary housing project that was in Abaco that they're getting ready to tear down. That all you need to do is go and talk to your permanent secretary or go to NEMA. They got the records. And so it is just one big political game going on. But in terms of actual impact on the lives of ordinary Bahamians, nothing there. This weekend's or last weekend's insensitive concert to celebrate, I think was...
Well, you want to roll the day, Doc, because I didn't even get a chance to ask you the question, and you hit me with the answer already. What is the take on that? Because we've been hearing a lot of, you know, varying opinions.
It's tone deaf. It is what happens when you allow somebody who says, well, let's have a party. Let's have a free concert. Let's invite a bunch of people to Bahama, give them some free food, give them some liquor and music. And we can say that this is for Dorian victims. Well, that ain't the right tone. Where is the reverence? Where is the understanding of the difficulty that these families have faced? And we made some mistakes with the management of Dorian. Trust me, we made some mistakes. And I don't think that we should be too big for our britches to acknowledge the errors that were made. Whatever the reasons at the time, we made some mistakes. And, you know, if you own up to those errors and you say, okay, could we have done some things differently? And the answer is yes. Then if you are sincere, sometimes people will allow you to restart the conversation. But if you believe that, hey, you did nothing wrong and everything you did was by the book, okay, you're hard-headed and you clearly do not want an opportunity to talk to me ever again.
Coming in off the text lines, I have one for you, Dr. Sands. Good afternoon, everybody. And Dr. Sands, thank you for your service to country and party thus far. Dr. Sands, how does the party plan to re-engage the disenfranchised FNM voters who didn't vote in the last election?
Well, you know, FNM supporters, when they are unhappy, they stay home, okay? There's a slight cultural or significant cultural difference between those persons who have traditionally supported the PLP and those people who have often supported the Free National Movement. So PLPs will suck the teeth, but they'll vote PLP. FNMs will stay home. They ain't necessarily can go and vote for any other party, but they ain't coming out to vote for you. And we saw 40,000 less people come out and vote for us than who did in 2017. Now, how do we get them back? Persons who support the Free National Movement basically want to know whether you are true to the core principles that they identify with. They identify with integrity. They identify with transparency. They want to know that you are actually going to govern, that there's no challenge with making the difficult decisions as long as you are going to communicate with us and explain what it is that you're going to do on our behalf. You know, they know that the Free National Movement delivers. And I use that cliche deliberately because when you talk about infrastructural development in the last 25, 30 years, it has been entirely, almost entirely, let me not be absolute, but probably more than two-thirds to four-fifths during FNM administrations. And what we do is we want to make sure that there is a return on the taxpayers' hard-earned dollars. So when persons say, look, I am going to give you a contract for 5 years, you meaning elected officials, but I expect you to work. I expect to get a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. I don't expect you to be carrying on like you crazy. You entitled to some consideration and so on and so forth, but show me at the end of your term what it is that you've accomplished. And if you've done a decent enough job, I might give you another shot. The last time anyone's gotten another shot was 1997.
Yeah, the voters have been playing ping pong ever since. That's what I equate it to, because it just keeps flipping from one side of the table to the next. We haven't had a back-to-back administration since then. So, I mean, from what I'm hearing in the general consensus, you know, some people are quite happy with this present administration. Some are disenfranchised. Some are now saying the honeymoon is over.
It's hard not to like it when there's an ongoing party. The government has spent and is spending more money than any previous government in the history of the Bahamas. And yet, as we heard today, revenues are down by 27%. So the bottom's falling out. The government is trying to grab hold of revenue dollars by taxing this one, auditing that one, getting more VAT from this one, more real property tax here. And they are reaching into everybody's pockets in order to maintain the big party. What they are not doing is cutting back on their own expenditure. So when, yes, you need to travel, but you don't need to carry 25 people to Dubai. Okay? Yes, you need to travel to go to the Commonwealth meeting, but you don't need to have 18 people TikToking and Instagramming at the zoo or on a safari and then snubbing the nose in the public to say, hey, I know you all pay for this first class ticket for me to come all the way to Africa, but I am on vacation. So it is, questionable why it is that this administration refuses to acknowledge that if you're going to say to somebody, be frugal, that one of the first things you need to do
is be frugal yourself. Cut down on the spending.
No. This crew, they just spending money. Now they want you to decide whether you can pay your rent or you can buy grocery, whether you can buy medication. Okay.
Now
they want you to be frugal, and you say, "Well, so for my car, you don't want me putting no gas in it because you haven't reduced the cost of gas. You still have VAT on bread basket items and medication and baby products and insurances, which you can change with a stroke of a pen, but you choose not to do so. So clearly, you ain't on my run."
All right. Got another question for you, Doc. Or Dr. Science. Let me not be politically incorrect. My apologies. How bad is the tension? Good afternoon, Nwadi, and great show as usual. How bad is the tension in the FNM because of the other Doc? And also, Are you going to be contesting leadership next election?
I'll answer the second question first. No.
All right. Chester, did you hear the answer to the second question? That's no.
Okay. In terms of the other doctor, you know, we've had six leaders of the Free National Movement, and not all of them are still alive. Cecil Wallace Whitfield has passed on. Sir Kendall G. Isaacs has passed on. But we still have Hubert Ingraham, Hubert Minnis, Tommy Turnquest, and now Michael Pintard. And the ideal scenario, we believe, when a leader demits is to assume the role of the statesman, to provide support and advice to the new leader. Because, as we have said, there is only one leader. There ain't two. There ain't one and a half. There's only one. And, you know, the expectation when any of the aforementioned were named was that people rally around that leader, provide support to that leader, et cetera. Well, it's no different now.
But there again, if you look at it, and you still have people texted in the same questions, though. Is there a divide? I think people are willing to, as you say, give the FNM an opportunity to re-engage the conversation.
But no, that's... Sorry, let me be very clear. There is a minority, a small group of zealous individuals who hearken to a different or previous day.
Oh, you say that so eloquently. I call them disgruntled Minnesites. But anyway, go ahead.
So, you know, and people are entitled to their opinion. What they're not entitled to do is to drag down, to damage, to destroy, or to attempt to destroy the brand. Because fundamentally, this 50-year-old brand is the vehicle on which we all ride. It is the vehicle that made all of us in politics on the FNM ticket, who we are and where we are. Without that brand, see how well you would do. So you have an opportunity to go form your own DNA, your own CDR, your own coalition of independence, whatever you want to call it. All right? Good luck with that.
All right.
This is fundamentally a two-party country, even though we have seen inroads at various levels that have impacted election outcomes. But fundamentally, in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, certainly in a post-independence era, there have been two political organizations that have captured the imagination of the Bahamian people, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got a call coming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, good afternoon, Don Noddy.
Hey, afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Sands.
How you doing?
It's always a pleasure. You know, I'm listening to you, right? And I'm wondering... You know, I know you're always sincere, right? But I need a true answer as to why the Bahamian people are being treated like dogs, right? At the BMH, right? Just two quick scenarios, please. Has nothing to do with you. There's nothing personal. This is what's going on now. Dr. Darville is pathetic, okay? Now, I don't know. This paradigm is not all his fault. But the protocols are life-threatening. The euphemistic term, Minister of Health, and wellness is a misnomer, okay? Now, let me get to this incident quickly. Somebody's very close and dear to me. They had a child a month ago. They were discharged, and then about 2 weeks after the birth, or 3 weeks after the birth, had pain, so they went to the hospital, A&E, et cetera, discharged without ultrasound, CAT scan, et cetera. Never mind, they just had a whole baby, right? So they went back with the same pain. Firstly, they were told that it was a allergic reaction from Baralgin, a painkiller, right? So now she ceased using that, and then the same symptoms arose again. Now she went back there again, and she was told that she cannot get an ultrasound until next year. So I don't know if the CAT scan is working. I don't know if the ultrasound is working. All right? And so this is frightening for me because with urgency, you cannot send someone to wait until another clinic open outside the hospital for another day, not knowing if it's life-threatening. They already had the babies. These are women, people of women of the Bahamas. And so we're looking at also another paradigm they created. Women are coming in with labor, in labor. And remember, this is a service comment because I'm not a woman. And they're coming in labor all hours, and then the doctor's hospital that gives a reasonable price for the PCR test is closed at 6. And so they have to go all about to get a PCR test to be admitted to the hospital, which is a census paradigm. So I'm looking at these type of protocols, mindless, still going on, and the fact that they couldn't get an ultrasound and you're not following certain protocols, you're dispensing, you're releasing patients without, they should have never released it without doing an ultrasound because it could be life-threatening, even as the day to go get the ultrasound, with the pain they was having, it was severe. So what I'm saying is you they have to do better than this. We already know the physical conditions is pathogenic in the hospital anyway, right? We don't have a medical ombudsman, nobody to speak the truth to the Bahamian people. This is a disgrace. Can someone tell me what's going on in this country, please? Because when I was there years ago with orchitis, I went upstairs in the ultrasound and was given ultrasound 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I want to know what's going on. Why is it that female, and that's a female, why is it, what's going on? This is a bunch of garbage. Let me comment. Listen, man, they need to get it together. The people are paying what? I just contribute, man, listen.
I got you, 52. Breathe. I got that Dr. Sands answer for you now.
So one of the things that is so, so important is to have an honest conversation with the public. Even when that honest conversation, you have to give news which is not entirely comforting. Now, there are other opinions that, if you tell the truth, that you're going to damage the reputation of the only health facility or only health options that the majority of people have. And so you should never really tell the real story. Always pump sunshine. I don't subscribe to that. I believe that, an honest, complete, comprehensive description of the reality helps people to make tough decisions. And so as people access the healthcare system where I've worked for 28 years, I'm talking about the public healthcare system, Princess Margaret Hospital, Rand Memorial Hospital, where incredible things happen every day, and people try to make the most out of a difficult situation every single day. The problem, unfortunately, is that we have repeatedly overpromised to deliver what we cannot deliver, in large part because the healthcare system is underfunded. Okay? So every year, if you look only at the Public Hospitals Authority, it has been underfunded to the tune of anywhere between $15 and $30 million a year, which makes it difficult to repair and maintain equipment, which makes it difficult to maintain staff, and so on and so forth. And yet, we, the politicians, keep saying everything is free. You can come and get it. It'll be available, knowing good and doggone well that that is not necessarily the case. And so, my entry into politics was a health agenda. And I would like to see, before I exit the stage, that we have a public health system which performs at an extremely high level, higher than it is now, not for the people that are connected, not for the people that are wealthy, not for the people that are insured, but for those persons who don't have it. Now, for some things, we do an incredibly good job, but in some instances, we're not up to par. And this is where the conversation needs to migrate. It's not about making empty promises about, we can build you a new hospital, we can do this, we can do that. No, we need to have an honest discussion about how we take health from where it is to where it needs to go. And it's going to mean making some serious changes in how we do business.
All right, we're off to a great start on the Monday edition of Talking Heads, September 5th edition. Special guest, Dr. Dwayne Sands, F&M Chairman. We'll continue the conversation on the flip side of the break. Callers, I get to you on the flip side of the break. Texters, I get your questions in. And I will continue the conversation with F&M Chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands, right here on the Monday, September 5th edition of Talking Heads, right after this.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy a big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know he's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the...
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, September 5th edition continues right now with special guest F&M Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, who's this?
Hello, Donnie, how you doing?
What's going on, Sparky? What you got for me real quick today?
Right here in a minute. I'm going to talk to my good buddy from the Valley there in a minute. Hello, good evening, Dr. Sands. Sparky here.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, sir?
Boy, when I hear this voice, I got a smile.
Boy, naughty girl, our business. You ain't know it.
Go ahead. I just having a laugh. You go right ahead. What
that
you got for dog?
I'm on the table checking my heart the other day, boy. You ain't know.
Oh, it's him who had you all wired up. Well, you saved the world, a great talk show contributor, Dr. Sands. That's all to you.
I always tell him, we all have a heart problem. You know, you better keep it beating, because if it stops, you're gone.
So what you got for us, Sparky?
I just wanted to thank him. I already thanked him a couple million times. But anyway, I just, Dr. Sands, I've been asking this particular question for so many years, but I've never gotten the answer. Between two of our biggest hospitals in the Bahamas, which means is the Doctor's Hospital on the bottom, the north side, and the bottom of Shirley Street, from Centerville, College Avenue. And then we got the Princess Margaret Hospital on the same road to the bottom of Shirley Street, right there on the north side of Shirley Street. In between that, those two properties, there's a big piece of property called Collins House and everything, which I think they use as the archive center. Hello?
We're listening, right. Sparky. Go ahead.
Right, okay. Go ahead.
We call that, they use that for the archives or something. I personally think we could find a building somewhere else in the Bahamas to put archives or old piece of paper, newspapers, or history, whatever it is, and use that property to join the Princess Margaret Hospital. Use that property to build a modern, up-to-date hospital rather than move the hospital someplace else out in New Providence or wherever it is. And I joined that two doctors' hospital with even maybe an overcross bridge in case of emergency. We have two other hospitals here, what we call Life at Key Hospital, Doctors' Hospital, where mostly only the elites can afford to even go there. Even to register to get into them, you got to start with money first. And I was wondering why no government ever said, well, hold on, let's use that property, build a modern hospital right there where Collins House is, use up all that big piece of property, put some parking spaces, because you can't even find, if a person has a bad leg or a bad back, to get to Princess Margaret Hospital, there's no parking. If you have to walk up a hill, you have to walk up a hill from Shirley Street or East Street all around by the government house to get to PMH. How could a person get there who's ailing with physical problems if they don't have transportation to drop them at the front door? We don't speak but nothing about the aged people. Now, a young teenager could walk and run to the hospital. But I'm 71. For me to get to Shirley Street up to the front entrance of Princess Margaret Hospital, and Dr. Sands, you know, I can hardly make it. I short of breath. I might be having a spinal problem, a leg problem. So nobody's even thinking about the elderly. And we don't even think about the future. But we keep talking about what we could do and what we could do, and we never get it done. And now I am 71 years old, and I am afraid to go any hospital. I'd rather stay home. The frustration you got to go through, go into a hospital in the Bahamas. I don't even talk about going to doctors because I don't even have the money to go there. You understand what I'm saying, Doc?
We got you, Sparky. We can let Doc answer now, all right? Thanks for chiming in as always, Sparky.
Sparky, I'm going to give you an answer that, and this comes straight from my heart, okay? I ain't as young as I used to be when I came home 28 years ago and I started working in the public health system. I had ambitions to see things change. I ain't as young as I used to be, but I ain't give up the ghost yet. I think that the state of our healthcare system is a reflection of our honest perception of how we feel about our people. The fact that you can have coexisting a Bahama and an Atlantis, which are both world-class facilities, but we have maintained what I call medical apartheid in this country. Separate is never equal. And when you can have one standard for public patients and another standard for private patients, I put it to you that as a country, you're not serious. And so fundamentally, what we have to do is break up the model such that persons who are indigent public patients are able to afford the same level and quality of healthcare, minus, of course, the flat screen TV, the private room, whatever, right? But they should not have any differences in terms of outcomes, in terms of C-section rates, in terms of wound infection rates, mortality data, et cetera. But when we looked at the data in terms of outcomes for patients in the public ward and compared it to the people on the private ward, it's chalk and cheese. And I put it to you that if we're serious as a country, we are going to destroy medical apartheid and we're going to get rid of segregation in our healthcare system. And only then will we see a number of these issues go away. Part of it is going to mean that you got to have an honest conversation with the public about what it costs to deliver quality healthcare, what it costs to retain nurses. One of the things that we do is we try to hold the nurses accountable for the challenges created in the healthcare system made by a lack of funding, a lack of resources, et cetera. We cuss them out, we tell them what they're behind, et cetera. When in reality, it ain't necessarily them. So, you know, the conversation and the decisions that have to be made require a willingness to make some hard decisions that initially is going to demand that our leaders lead and that they don't allow the conversation to deteriorate into, well, we can promise you the world even though we know we can't deliver it.
All right, real quick, I got one for you off the text lines. Naughty asked Dr. Sands, what grade would he give the person that took his constituency seat because of the other doc's inept leadership? What is his opinion right now of Elizabeth? Because I hear there's some bias remorse.
I thank God for Jo Beth Colby Davis every day, because she is the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, she goes from one controversy to the next, from one controversy to the next. And while she, the Honorable Minister, believes as if she is the most progressive person in the cabinet, she has created serious challenges for the Prime Minister, who has uttered some unfortunate comments trying to protect her. The Minister of National Security. There are challenges now with the legality of the funding for the housing project out south and how they got that $20 million. There's a legal matter that is brewing that has embroiled two commissioners of police, the Minister of National Security, the Prime Minister, everybody ensnared in this net. And so, to Jo Beth Colby Davis, keep on keeping on, because you make my life a little bit easier every time you create a problem for your government.
Another text coming in. Dr. Sands alluded earlier that he wouldn't challenge for leadership in convention for the FNM. Would he re-challenge for the seat in Elizabeth come next election?
Certainly. I mean, you know, Bahamian people have demonstrated that they want good governance, that they expect a high standard, and they typically vote governments out. Now, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. They will allow you a honeymoon period. But at some point in time, if they believe they've been flammed, and trust me, they're starting to believe that right now.
Good old school word too there, Doc, flammed. I like that one. You dug deep on that. It's a good one.
So when Bahamian people say, okay, boy, we get swing again, eh? Okay, no problem. I can show you. Now, they'll smile in your face. They'll open the door for you. Yes, minister. Yes, MP, and so on and so forth. But when they get to them polls and they put it on you, they laugh at you and roll you out. And we've seen it in election after election. So am I going to remain in frontline politics? Yes. Is the constituency that I still plan to contest at this time, Elizabeth? Yes, it is. We have not, as a party, begun the process of assigning aspiring candidates to constituencies, but we're going to be doing so in short order so that people can begin to work the communities so that we not a last minute kind of phenomenon. Right. So within the next few months, the process will start in earnest where persons who are interested in contesting the 2026 election will have an opportunity to have their applications vetted by the Free National Movement. We'll determine, you know, whether there are persons who offered before will have an opportunity to run. But we are looking to have more women, more young people as a part of the team. And there are some faces that, you know, probably ought not offer for frontline, at least on the F&M ticket again.
Well, Doc, I appreciate you chiming in. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you being so candid. And don't let it be 6 months before we talk again, okay? But I really do appreciate you chiming in. You got time for one more call before we get out of here?
Certainly.
All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, C. Allen Johnson. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, C. Allen, how are you, man? You got 2 minutes, before we get to the news.
No disrespect. If I show up tomorrow for a surgery in your office at 9 o'clock, knowing what you know today, would you begin the surgery?
Pardon me?
If I show up tomorrow at 9 a.m., for a surgery at your office, knowing what you know right now, would you do the surgery?
I don't follow your question. I'm not trying to be obtuse.
No, I'm simply saying, if just without knowing anything about me, would you, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., would you do the surgery?
No, absolutely
okay.
Not.
You hit the point, because you said the thing. The point I make, I want to know, and I would like to see, the F&M support the position that we need to have a state of the economy, a state of the nation, be told so Bohemians can in reality make a judgment of where we are and where we need to go, who we owe, why we owe it, current state of economy, the hospital, education, Royal Bahamas forces, et cetera, and I think that if a good start for the F&M now in this new incarnation where 70% of the voters are under born since 1981, that is really not being politically inclined. If they can actually know through demand of the F&M to get a full state of the economy, the state of the nation, they can then make a clear judgment as to who is the most competent team who can take us forward, as well as we can have a debate on who is best to drive us into the future, as opposed to comparison of who best performs. Success is how well you're capable of doing versus how well you have done based on how bad somebody else has done. So I think we should just look for that position. If you could, as a team, not dance now, but as a team, move towards demanding from the current administration a state of the nation so we can begin to make real decisions as we move into a new economic reality that we live in. Thanks.
All
thank
right.
you for that intervention. I think successive administrations have felt that you got to sweet talk, that you got to butter up, that you got to hide the painful truth from the public. And what that then does is force people to make up the missing pieces. So, you know, you get this glowing report about how good things are, even as you see the government scrapping for every dollar. But the government wants to say, boy, we're doing a good job managing the economy. And the fundamentals don't seem to support that. You know, honesty may be hard, but you know, it really builds up trust in the electorate. And once you violate that trust, you can get rolled out. Trust me on that, you can get rolled out.
All right. Well, Doc, I do appreciate you chiming in as always, and we'll do it again next month because I would like to hear from the FNM and where they're at month by month and as we progress to the next elections years from now. But obviously, we got to have the conversations today. So thanks for chiming in, and we'll talk again soon, and all the best. Appreciate your time, eh?
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get to the news, and we'll pick up the second hour of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Off the hot start on the Monday edition. Let's go.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, September 5th edition continues right now. For those of you chimed in, man, y'all had some good answers, man. But the answer to today's question was, out of those college kids, 36% said their relationships, their last relationship ended because of this, not because of cheating, none of that other stuff. Social media, but no, because of their parents. Yeah, I had a mom, my dad got involved, or both, and yeah, it was a problem, problematic. All right. We got Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, they got a great businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily, so give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you tomorrow. 377-7776. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's also. So be sure as you commute out west, swing by. It's all good. Well worth the trip to the Old Fort Chopin Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. All right, a lot of things happened on this date in sports history. Today, September 5th, 2022. On this day, September 5th in 1901, the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues was formed in Chicago. It was the first organized baseball league. 1906, Brandon Robinson of the St. Louis University was recognized as throwing the first forward pass in football history. 1914, Babe Ruth hit his first home run as a professional player in the International League. 1918, Babe Ruth of the Boston Red Sox threw a six-hitter in the opening game of the World Series. 1920, Bill Tilden won for the first of seven U.S. Open of his, blah, blah, blah. Bill Tilden won his the first of his seven U.S. Open men's singles crowns in 1920. 1955, Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers hit his seventh home run of the season, defeat set a National League record for home runs by a pitcher. 1960, Cassius Clay, formerly Cassius Clay, went on to be known as Muhammad Ali, won the gold medal in the light heavyweight boxing division at the Olympic Games in Rome, Italy. Again, Clay later named his change to Muhammad Ali. James Rodney Richard of the Houston Astros in 1971 tied Carl Spooner's record when he struck out 15 batters in his Major League Baseball debut. 1972, Arab guerrillas, the Black September Movement, attacked the Israeli delegation at the Munich Olympic Games. 11 members of the Israeli Olympic team, five guerrillas, and a police officer were killed in the siege. When I say guerrillas, I mean military guerrillas, not zoo guerrillas. 1975, in New York, Martina Navratilova appeared at the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Services Office and asked for political asylum. 1983, Sports Illustrated became the first national weekly magazine to use four-color process illustrations on every page. 1987, John McEnroe was fined $17,500 and suspended for 2 months for his behavior during a match with Slobodan Zivanovic. 1989, Chris Everett retired from professional tennis after a 19-year career. 1997, the Fox Group announced a deal to purchase the Los Angeles Dodgers. 1998, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals hit his 60th home run of the season. The home run tied McGwire with Babe Ruth. 1998, Sammy Sosa of the Chicago Cubs hit his 58th home run of the season, also tying himself with no one. He later on tied, he got 60 later on in that season. But he had 58 in 1998, trailing Mark McGwire all the way along. That was a great home run race, even though it was roid rage driven. It was dirty, but it was a good race to watch. 1999, the Cincinnati Reds set a Major League team record for home runs in two consecutive games. The team hit 14 home runs over two games at Veterans Stadium. 2001, the New York Islanders signed Alexei Yashin to a 10-year, $90 million contract. It was the biggest deal in NHL history. 2002, in New York, the NFL held a concert to celebrate its season opener. Eve, Alicia Keys, Bon Jovi, Enrique Iglesias, and NSYNC's Joey Fatone performed. The event preceded the rare Thursday night opener between the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. And since then, it's become a staple of the NFL season. And opening night is Thursday. Big game, Bills and the Rams. So we'll see how that goes. All right, and that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. As we slide to the home court, who's in and who's out, all brought to you by Burger King Nassau and that King's Feast. Let's see if Pearlie's chimed in. Do we have, Mr. Producer, do we have Pearlie?
Yeah, all right. I see you told me before I was waiting for to be introduced in, so I kept my mouth shut. I could have said something a long time ago.
That's cool, man. I like it. You're an ultimate professional, consummate professional.
Thank you, sir.
$13 right. King's Feast going on. The Greek Whopper's off the chain. I don't know if you've tried it or not, but it is all good.
Not yet. I thought about it the other day. I might try that this evening because I ain't cooking today.
But guess what?
Air fryer right here.
You might want to try the King's Feast. You got the Greek Whopper with tzatziki sauce, the feta cheese and Greek spices. You got small fries, small fountain drink, the three-piece mozzarella stick, strawberry cream cheese turnover, and you get it your way. You got a flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based.
I've worked hard to get this body where this is now, I'm trying to stay down. I ain't trying to get fat again.
All right, but however, just try the Whopper then by yourself, the Greek Whopper by itself.
I think I will.
It's solid. It's a good investment.
Plus, I only need about 500 more points to get another $5 on my reward thing. So, hey, why not?
There you go. Take out, drive through, a delivery with the Craven app at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, let's check out the local sports headlines there, Pearly. Today's Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. Very sad situation made national headlines. And it's made sports headlines too. Very sad story about Chavez Hart.
Yeah.
And very, very sad situation. I've interviewed him before. Very nice young man. Very talented athlete. Represented the country well on the world stage. And was, you know, venturing into being an entrepreneur and still continuing to run. And gone in the blink of an eye at a very young age. And for what? Another senseless act of violence trying to part a fight. Gunned down shortly after 2 a.m. on Saturday morning near a business establishment situated in Mount Hope, North Abaco. Just 3 days short of his 30th birthday.
Wow.
Very sad situation. Illustrious career at Texas A&M.
Yep.
Very sad situation. It speaks volumes to where we're at in this country as far as conflict resolution and violence and so on and so forth. And this time, this is someone trying to
deal with this stuff. Because, you know, we ain't seen no program. We ain't seen no crime-fighting programs. You know, we just winging it. And this is getting very, very... Anyway, we talking sports. Let's say the sports. Because you just had to win. Let Dwayne, Dr. Sands did a very good job. Let's talk sports. I want to talk about who's in and who's out. Talk to me. Are we saying local sports now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, local sports. So definitely, you know, sad to know that we lost Chavez Hart. Who's in the headlines for sure. Strawn and Gator finished first and second. Charleston sixth in Brussels. But Bahamans Anthony Strawn and Tynia Gaither finished first and second in the women's 200 meters at the Hungarian Grand Prix Series meet in Lafos Mihaly Sportskospont in Budapest, Hungary. You like that? Sportskospont. You see I could read, bro? That's that St. Andrews coming out right there.
Right.
And out of Budapest, Hungary, on Friday, Strawn ran 22.63, while Gaither was second in 22.89. 1 and 2. Bang, bang. I like it. Good look there. Devin Charlton in sixth place. She's creeping up in them hurdles, though.
Yeah, I think she's
from 10th to 8th to 6th. Hey, 10th to 8th to 6th on a consistent basis. Soon to be 4th, soon to be 6th. The progression is there. I'm not worried about Devin. I think she's going to do well.
Olympic goal.
So definitely, you know, something to look at. And more Bahamians in the news. Tough loss for Jones and the Suns. And the Sun and the Connecticut Sun.
The game, you know. Jonquel, she didn't have a good game. I think she finished with 6 or 8 points. You know, everybody else did their part. If she had scored her average, if she had scored their average, the Sun would have won that game.
They let this one get away. They were up. They let it get away. They lost 76-72. They were ice cold going down the stretch. They missed 8 shots in a row over that scoreless span at 226. That was horrible.
Buy a bucket that they had plenty of money in the last like 5 minutes and change in that game. I mean, under the bucket, hitting the under the rim, missing shots. Oh man. I was like, I ain't taking that thing that serious. I get right in the WNBA, you know.
Listen, it was a great game. I think though that the Sun let them get off the hook. Chicago plays good defense. They know how to lock it down and make it lights out for you. And I think they exhibited some of that on the weekend.
I think if the Sun play that game, they could win that. They could win the next two. But they can't. Is it now? You lose the next one, you're going home for good. Good.
From swimming news, Gibbs places 11th in the 50-meter free, Forbes 12th in the 50-meter butterfly. We had those results going in on the weekend. We mentioned them earlier. But like I said, you know, we just got to keep an eye on the local sports scene and continue to support the local athletes doing things out there, because that's one of the last bastions that we can keep these kids off the streets and focused and, you know, in decent programs. And I think now we have to look to see how many members of corporate Bahamas could come now to aid, you know, these athletes and, you know, programs and sports, you know, bodies that need the help. You know, we need to have, like what you say, a happy meeting between corporate Bahamas, the different federations, and then get government involved, how they need to just put the icing on the cake. But we need programs. We need to reinvest in the mini and super mini basketball programs. We need to make sure soccer is thriving, baseball is thriving, flag football, and then obviously introduce proper tackle football at some point into the curriculum. We have to give as much opportunities to our young athletes and young people to get into sports. Boxing is viable. Wrestling is viable. We need to bring back netball and field hockey. All of these things. They were part of the fiber that we grew up on that led to successful Bahama games and having multiple sporting disciplines in said Bahama games. That's what we need to get back to.
Yep, I agree. I agree with you 100%, my brother. You couldn't have said it no better than me. You could have said it no better than me. And I think, you know.
I think we have to, you know, have to continue to reinvest, man. It has to be a strong message to the present administration, future administrations, and hey, moving forward, we take our kids seriously. We take our sports programs seriously. And, you know, we need to make it happen. Yes, rugby as well. Now, hold on, all of my rugby aficionados, y'all just hold on. We were calling out a lot of sports, don't get all mad. Kermit D is putting his thumbs up for rugby because he says that's his favorite sport to go to because you all have the coldest beer all the time and variety from around the globe. So calm down, rugby, just calm down. We have love for you all, too. I had to say it like that so they'd understand it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Now them Easterners go up there on a rugby field. That's their whole world. That's their whole dominion.
Yep, I know.
You know what I like about the rugby thing? They have a drinking section before the drinking section. You got to go to the first drinking section to make sure you're prepared enough to go to the second drinking section to drink. Always a good time at the rugby field. Always. All right, it's 5:20. We got to take the first break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. As we wrap up, the first two segments, today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And now, as we exit, who's in and who's out. Well, not actually, no. The home court, the local headlines brought to you by Burger King Nassau. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in, who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And we'll have our pro picks coming up. On the flip side of the break, brought to you by The Island Game. All right? So it's all coming up. Tropical Gyros, who's in and who's out. We're going to talk some NBA and some football, Pearly. We got football to talk about, man. Thursday right around the corner.
You know what I'm excited about? You know what you know, when you long to see something, get something so bad, college football is my love too now. Oh, man.
Don't get me started. No. Don't get me started because I had two Stone Cold lead pipe loves, and at least I got my bad beats out of the way. Illinois being one of them. 12 seconds left in the game. Giso. Thank you for bringing up that painful memory, Pearl. You were doing so good. You weren't even that guy up until that moment.
I am excited by college football. And then they just voted to go to 12 teams in 2026. This is some good stuff.
It is. We'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. The Monday edition, September 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
The Monday, September 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's time to get up into Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And Pearly, I got to let you know, we got to have our discussion, but by 5:50, we out of here because I got a draft. And I got to get to the location.
Really?
All right.
I guess sure. Okay, go ahead, my brother.
But no, I'm just letting you know. And you have a draft tomorrow at 7:30. That email will be coming through in short order. All the kinks are worked out.
I thought you said Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. I apologize. I thought today was Tuesday.
Because I got another draft tomorrow.
No, you're good. Wednesday at 7:30. And you'll have everything in short order tonight to figure out who your keepers are going to be and all that good stuff.
I got a family draft. My family and my sons and my nephews and all of them.
I got the big shark ball draft tonight, the longest yard draft tomorrow night, and then, the press box league on Wednesday night.
I got you. Okay.
It's fully loaded. Had a draft yesterday, and I can't tell you where to lie. They stuck me in the 11th position. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And out of the 11th position,
I got you.
I'll tell you who I got, just so you know. And this is just purely, anyway, and I'll tell you the team name off here. But yeah, it's a funny one too. But anyway, I managed to get with my first pick. I got, I decided to go wide receiver strong because it was a run on running backs. So I took Deebo Samuel with my 11th pick, and then the 12th pick took 12-1, and I came back with my second pick in the first round, took CeeDee Lamb. So I got Deebo Samuel and CeeDee Lamb as my starting wide receivers. My next pick was John Connor, the running back from Arizona. They let him dwindle. All the experts in that draft from, he's gonna regress. He's not. I was like, look, he had 18 touchdowns last year. Regression is to 13. I'll take it. That's still going to lead the league. So I took him, and then I ended up right after that taking Darnell Mooney, who I think is going to blow up in Chicago this year as the lead receiver. Good chemistry with him in Fields. So I think that'll work out. Then the next round, there was a run on quarterbacks, and guess who was left for me to snag? Dak Prescott. So I got Dak and CeeDee Lamb in the combination. So if they connect, that's double points. Then I took Rashad Penny because he was just lying around. He's going to be a stud running back for Seattle this year, barring injury. So that became my flex. All right, and then when I looked around, there was all kind of people free falling. My next pick, DeAndre Hopkins, was just sitting there. Nobody decided to take him. And I'm like, you know what? I'll sit him on my bench for 6 weeks while he serves the suspension. Because when he goes back to Arizona, he's going to be the lead dog in that attack and going to make up for lost time. And he catches a lot of balls. And then I got
Jam in a similar situation.
One more thing. I got Breece Hall. He fell to me late, and I think he's going to be a stud for New York. And then at the end, I just had to pick a garbage backup quarterback. I closed my eyes, and I ended up with Baker Mayfield.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I got. Some friends I got this league in. And I got, I must have picked like 8. I got Russell Wilson and Najee Harris and Edwards Hyler from Kansas City. I got Hill from Miami, Evans from Tampa Bay. I got my tight end. I got 2 tight ends. I got Kittle and Pitts.
What?
I got Rick. Huh?
What?
Kittle. I actually.
So, when you playing Kittle as your tight end and Pitts as your flex?
There you go.
That's a smart move. You've been listening to me now. I'm starting to rub off on you.
It was a snake draft, right? So, you know, it's reverse order. So, when I picked, I had like the 3rd or 4th pick right after that. And I'm like, these dudes ain't picking kids. I see, you know what? I can take this chance and just grab him.
Both of them live up to potential, man, you in for a good little run right there at the tight end position. Because then when one is off, if they are bye weeks, separate bye weeks, you also got to plug and play backup for each other when they got to sit.
Yep. I got Renfro from Las Vegas as the wide receiver. I grabbed Evans, the running back out of Miami, but I believe he can give me something good on the bye week. And I got Dylan from Green Bay, Claypool from Pittsburgh, and I got Tua as my backup.
God.
Oh, and I get Marvin Jones Jr. from Jacksonville too.
That can catch up a lot of balls as a flex right there. I think that might that's a good pick for you right there. That really was a strong pick.
I like that, man. I was like...
Ooh, another guy going under the radar right now, Isaiah McKenzie from the Bills. He's a little injured right now, but look for him in the long run. If you can get him, stash him, because he's going to put up points every week. He's got great chemistry with Josh Allen.
I saw him, and I let it... Ooh, man, I can listen. If you don't, I pick him up at the stash him somewhere.
Stash him. Go back to the waiver wire tonight and whatever. Put in a waiver claim for him and stash him.
I think I can do that. So,
yeah.
We can see how it goes, don't I? I got a couple other leagues coming up, so we can see how it goes.
But if we look at the NFL,
I'm excited about college. I'm just excited about college football.
You got some potential who's in and who's out for you. News as of today, out of Jacksonville, running back James Robinson should play in Sunday's season opener against the Washington Commanders. According to Coach Doug Peterson on Monday. Robinson returns come less than 9 months after he suffered a torn left Achilles tendon in a loss to the New York Jets on December 26th. He had been limited to individual work throughout much of training camp, but did participate in team drills during the team's joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons in August. It's uncertain how much Robinson will play against the Commanders. Peterson has said throughout camp that he wanted to be careful with Robinson and not risk injury. But if he comes back, they got a two-headed monster, because remember now, Travis Etienne also tore that Achilles tendon in the preseason last year from Clemson, and he played with Trevor Lawrence in Clemson. So Travis Etienne is a second-year guy who missed his rookie season, with a Lisfranc injury, not an ACL or Achilles. It was Lisfranc.
He had a Lisfranc, yeah.
And they also drafted in the 5th round Snoop Connor this year, and he worked as the number 2. So they're going to have a 3-headed monster. Robinson will probably slide into number 2 at some point and eventually reclaim the top-notch job if Etienne's not producing. But don't forget, Robinson's been very productive for the Jaguars since coming into the league out of nowhere as an undrafted free agent. 1,837 yards, 15 touchdowns, and scored 80 passes for 566 yards and 3 touchdowns over 2 seasons with the Jaguars. In 2020, Robinson posted the most scrimmage yards, 1,414, and second most rushing yards, 1,070, by any undrafted rookie in the common draft era. So there you go.
That's awesome.
He's good stuff. That's good stuff. So he's been a big producer for the team. So I'm thinking, if I know Peterson and how he likes to run the ball, you're going to see a lot of running the ball in Jacksonville this year, especially if the running backs stay healthy. And both catch passes coming out of the backfield. How do you keep a second-year quarterback protected and confident? Screen passes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I can tell you about that.
Yep. Now, speaking of young quarterbacks, moving over to the Jets, their quarterback, Zach Wilson, works out. It's possible he plays Sunday. This according to Coach Robert Sella.
What? Okay, I thought he wasn't coming back for a couple of games.
Rich Kamini from ESPN has penned the article, but the New York Jets cast some doubt on their quarterback situation for week one, announcing Monday that Zach Wilson worked out for the first time since August 16th after arthroscopic knee surgery. Coach Robert Sala said it's possible that Wilson could start Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens, although the realistic outcome is that Wilson will get at least another week to heal. That would set up backup. Yeah, backup Joe Flacco to face the Ravens, his former team. All signs have been pointed to
against preparation. That's a lot.
All signs have been pointed to Flacco since Wilson suffered a meniscus and bone bruise August 12th against the Philadelphia Eagles. But now Salah has added some suspense on Monday. No, that's gamesmanship. I agree with you there, Pearly. He doesn't start till week two or three. Salah's just throwing it out there to confuse the defense. Well, who are we going to be facing? Could it be Wilson? Could it be Flacco? Or could it be Mike White, the actual backup, who's played very well in the preseason?
It's going to be Flacco. Flacco's going to start.
You can see that is just gamesmanship right there, trying to confuse the opposition.
Yeah. I agree. Okay.
Well, we have somebody texting in. Well, check Pearly and Naughty, please check my team. Tell me what you think. I missed the draft, so I ended up with the rejects. You didn't have you ended up with auto draft. You might have ended up with a good team. Send us your team. Let us know who's on your team and we'll tell you what we think.
I think it's screenshot.
Yeah, just send a screenshot and let us know what you're working with, and we'll let you know how we feel. Don't forget tomorrow, Pearly Obi's going to be joining us, talking football tomorrow with Mr. Steeler himself.
Oh, boy.
Obi Roberts.
I'm not going to ask you a question.
But here,
you
know, that brings up the question. That brings up the question.
Seven.
Who, listen, we got Mitch Trubisky voted as Pittsburgh Steelers captain. He's listed as starting quarterback on the depth chart, but how long is that really going to last? All right. What has been telegraphed is now official. Mitch Trubisky is the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback for the season opener at the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. However, Trubisky is listed as the first string quarterback on the team's first official depth chart, landing the job over first-round draft pick Kenny Pickett and longtime Steelers backup Mason Rudolph. Rudolph is listed as the second-team quarterback, while Pickett is the third-team QB. Earlier Monday, Trubisky was named a team captain. Now, all three quarterbacks have just been great, if I'm being honest, but Mitch is the guy we're riding with, and this coming from defensive captain Cameron Hayward. So the locker room seems to be behind Trubisky. Do you think he lives up to the potential of his number one draft pick a couple of years ago? And not the bust that he turned out to be in Chicago.
Pittsburgh will probably treat him better in terms of nursing and not putting so much pressure on him because they have a good running back and they have a great defense so that he can slowly develop and get Bill's confidence to become a quarterback. Not to come out there and say, look, I have to carry the team on my back. If that has to happen, he's going to flop. But the fact that they have a good running game, the fact that they have a good tight end, and the fact that they have a great defense, I think that'll be good for them. But Vegas still got them only 7.5 wins.
Agreed. You could talk to Obi about that tomorrow.
No, but I kind of was looking at the odds. They got Dallas at 10.5.
They got us 10.5 and 11. In some cases, they got y'all at between 8 and 10.
Yeah. And we got Miami at 8.5.
I'm going to be roasting some jerseys on an open fire. Jack Daniels nipping at my nose. Anyway, I digress.
So, Nardi.
Yes, sir.
You had a conversation with Peter. You brought up the Ohio State Notre Dame game. And Peter, Ohio State is going to annihilate Notre Dame. Yes, Ohio State won, but Notre Dame gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, they did.
And I call that a quality loss for Notre Dame, considering there's a number two team playing the number five team. I mean, number three playing five or something like that.
Listen.
Playing five, but I was super impressed with Georgia. They made Oregon look like, man, like, y'all, who y'all, oh my goodness, what y'all trying to do here? This is number 11 team, y'all walk all over, slaughtered. And then Alabama look awesome. Florida State upset LSU because, you know, LSU now, Notre Dame, Brian Kelly left Notre Dame to take the LSU job.
And Gotti Dings
makes the extra point, blocked the extra point. Freshman out of Miami, out of Florida, South Florida, blocked him.
Speaking of,
Pac-10 is going to be the worst, probably the worst conference in football this year. Big Ten is going to be solid. SEC solid. ACC can be solid. But, I think Pac-10 is going to be the worst. Outside of USC, I don't see anybody in Pac-10 wear the jersey.
Okay, listen. Very good analysis there. But you left out a team from South Florida. And you should put a little respect on
the
name.
Because
Mario Cristobal has returned. And yes, sir, the U is beating the brakes off people, children, like they did under Jimmy Johnson, 70-16 over Florida Memorial.
To be very honest, you can't
or fam you.
This win yet.
No,
you
no.
They beat Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman. But hold on. That's how you supposed to do teams like that. If they favor you to win by 41, that's how you beat them. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
I'm talking about the bloodthirsty, aggressive, old, nasty Luke Skywalker, two live crew, throw that, you know what, kind of Miami Hurricanes. That's what made me proud.
Now, I can be anxious to see them against Southern Miss and Texas A&M.
I think they bust up on Southern Miss. I think they bust up on Southern Miss. The gut check is against Texas A&M. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Purdy, we got to take a quick break right now. We'll get to the second break. On the flip side of the break, you and I got our picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get to that. And, of course, you know, the last 10 minutes of the show, my super producer, Kermie D, man, he's going to play some jog jams for you, including the Miami Dolphin fight song. Because he's an old Dolphin, too. And I know you and Pearly probably got that worked out to play. So let's get that out of the way. We got to play it at once during the season. So we'll do that for you today. Okay, Pearly? Oh, no comment.
Okay.
Miami has Dolphins, a crappy football team. They take the ball from goal to goal, but never score in between. Anyway, I digress.
Naughty.
Yes.
Producer, go to the break, producer.
Oh, you can listen to the Dolphin, but no. That's how that go? Man, what is this? Dolphin anarchy reigns today on Talking Heads. Let's go, Flipper and Flipper. Let's go. Come on.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, the fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Oppa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And, yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
We got some time to look at some pro picks for tonight there, Pearly. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And big up to the Island Game, man. They just finished wrapping up, you know, that great promotion. Percy's Pension Plan. Had 13 winners getting paid a pension for a week, I mean, a weekly pension for a year. All right, I mean, that's some good stuff. Last big winner, Andrea J, $1,000 a week for a year. All right, but if you want to do well on sports betting, check out the islandgame.com and check out the sports book, Off the Chain. Options upon options upon options. All the major sports, straight bets, parlays, teases, the list goes on and on and on. Definitely want to check it out. And of course, the Island Game always reminds you to bet responsibly. All right, so I just thought I'd put that out there. But yeah, I look at Major League Baseball tonight, Pearly. I like some games in Major League Baseball. I do.
I see your Yankees. I see Judd hit another 154 and your Yankees won today. That's good. That's a huge win for you.
Yeah, but
that's,
you know,
a huge win.
You remember that song from back in the day when you was a youngster? Yeah, I think it was Roberta Flack. Yeah. Too much, too little, too late to ever try again.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's what
I think. What you got? Tell me what you got.
All right, before I get to that, we finally got the text. We got the text from the texter who fell asleep or missed the draft. No, I'll tell you now. Listen. Okay. Quarterback is Matt Jones of the Patriots. All right, fair enough. You got Leonard Fournette and Joe Mixon, your running backs. That's two good running backs right there. What are you talking about?
That's it. Yeah.
Your wide receivers are Mike Evans and Jefferson from the Vikings?
I think you got it.
Your tight end, your tight end is Dalton Schultz. Your flex is Darnell Mooney. You got the Chiefs defense, and Crosby is your kicker. And you got DJ Moore as your another flex from Carolina, and your two defensive players, Bosa and Olaquan. What you talking about? And your bench is Jalen Hurts, Miles Gaskin, Rashonde Stevenson from the Patriots, Chris Olave, who can catch everything in New Orleans, and Kadarius Toney, who's a sleeper. Listen, man, you should let auto draft. Let auto draft pick for you in the future. Stop bothering me and Pearly.
If he manages it right, he can win.
Guess what?
He's probably got a good team. Let's put it in mind.
No, this is actually, I think this coming in from Dolphin Girl.
Hey, Dolphin Girl. See, Dolphin Girl. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So there.
Dolphin Girl. From
listen.
Dolphin guy.
Just, yeah, don't bother me no more, number one, because I don't like to give Dolphins no kind of props. Number two, I can't give you no props because AutoPick picked this. And number three, you should just be quiet and say you picked this and act like you know when you play teams this year because you could beat some teams with this team. It's pretty decent.
She can still do that in the draft. I'm sure everybody, one or two people may have missed. And she could just play it off. And guess what I mean? She just is wise enough and let AutoPick do it. And she could. Good job.
I mean, AutoPick, I seen killed some people in my time, but they AutoPick did a good job.
Yeah.
AutoPick. Okay, wait a minute. Text up. You can't say, and see this, you got to be a Dolphin fan. Initially. All right. Naughty and Pearly, please check my fantasy football team. Let me know your thoughts, please. I missed my draft and ended up with the rejects. Then you proceed to send me this list right here. And after we say you did good, then you say, no, AutoPick didn't pick. I did. Well, if you miss your draft, somebody had to pick for you. And me and Pearly know who that is. It's a German dude named Otto who's come in and picked for every player, fantasy football player who can't pick. His name is Otto. He comes in and says, Ricola, and then he picks for you. So please. No, and you didn't go back and switch the players because you can't do that. Because me and Pearly would have been back and switched plenty of our drafts in our time. I lie, Pearly?
Tell me about it.
Anyway,
typical Dolphin.
Always take an inch and stretch it a mile. Anyway.
You know what? Let's do these picks because you can cost me say something I don't want.
Right, and ain't no Dolphin can cause me be late for my fantasy draft.
I will keep your mind in order for these picks you're going to go make. So let's do this.
All right.
Just before we go, I have a special message I want to say to a young lady out there, please.
Go ahead.
No, let's do the picks.
Okay, we'll do the picks then. You got a couple of games in progress. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 3-1. Red Sox over the Rays 3-2. Nationals 1-0 over the Cardinals. The Yankees won earlier. You got the Mariners and the White Sox today. I like the White Sox to win that one. Padres and Diamondbacks today. I like the Padres to win that one. Astros and the Rangers in the Battle of Texas. I like Astros to win that. And your team, the Cleveland Guardians, I like them to win over the Kansas City Royals, who've been hot lately, but I like the Guardians at home. They've been playing hard. That's my fourth team.
Guardians on the road, Royals home, but I like the Royals in that one.
Oh, you like the Royals in that one, all right. And then the Dodgers and the Giants tonight. But you know what? I can take the Giants on the road against your Dodgers, just for the record.
Okay. All right. No problem. Do that.
All right. Bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island game, and good luck, and hopefully you win. And if you do, you could buy lunch from me and Pearly, all right?
Yeah.
But Pearly, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Just before we go, Naughty. I want to send you know, only one institution I love more than the Dodgers is my great institution at St. Augustine's College. And I just want to say congratulations to Alexis Cadet, who won the prestigious All Bahamas Merit Award. And I want to say congratulations to Kobe Ferguson, also from St. Augustine's, who came second. So we don't just win one, and we don't win the gold and silver in track and field. We also win the gold and silver in the All Merit Award. And then I can never pronounce her first name, the young Higgs young lady, who also was in the top five. So St. Augustine's had three of the top five students in the All Merit Award. Congratulations to these beautiful young people. Congratulations on the studying and the hard work, and considering it's through a pandemic and all that. Great job. Suckers, you know. All right.
It's time for us to go because we don't need no more shameless promotion from Pearly, okay? But thank you very much. There is no depth you'll stoop to for Sock, hey?
No doubt. I love that institution and the kids in there.
And you are that guy. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Same. Be safe.
I'll see you later, bro. All right.
I hope your Dodgers lose too, by the way. But you're still my boy.
Have a good day, bro.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.